In 1992, Mae Jemison went into orbit on the Space Shuttle Endeavour and became the first African-American woman to go into space. Now, 25 years later, Jemison has her eyes on the sky once again. Today, she's launching a new initiative called Look Up. For one day, today, Jemison wants people to upload photos of the sky and record their reactions to what they see. Mae Jemison joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So you're asking people to download this app, Skyfy, and upload photos, text, videos, audio recordings of themselves experiencing the night sky. What are you hoping that will do?
Well, we're asking them to share what happens when they look up at the sky, daytime or nighttime, for 24 hours around the globe. You know, just the simple act of connecting through looking up, going outside, looking up, will help us to understand maybe a little bit more about each other, to feel just a tiny bit more connected around this planet. So, you know, some people will look up at the sky and they will feel love, they'll feel hope, they'll feel, some people may feel afraid, they may feel wonder, expansive. And how they express that is what we want to capture. And we want to have it shared with people in real time. So it's not just you're going to take these photos and you're going to put them up, but we're going to display them to the world in real time on a digital globe that people can spin and they can look at, they can expand, they can go to different folks around the world. So I can know in Houston, Texas, what someone is thinking in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. So I have to say, I love looking up at the night sky. And in fact, in the last couple of months,
the sky period.
Yeah.
You keep saying the night sky.
Right.
You keep saying the night sky.
Well, but in the sky period and in the last couple of months, we've been able to see four planets every single night, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, and Venus. And I've taken great pride in telling people about that. But the other feeling that I often have when I look up because I live in a city is disappointment that I can't see more because of the light pollution.
But I guess the thing is, what do you see? And really, it's the idea of, for one day, why don't we stop looking down? Because so many times when we walk around the world, we're not looking out, we're not connected, we're looking down at our mobile devices, we're looking down at our feet. Let's start looking up and being more expansive. If we're in a city and we have light pollution at night, we're still seeing something. We're still seeing the buildings. We're seeing what people are. We're even seeing our impact up on this planet. And so we want to know what that makes you feel. You know, what we're trying to do, and I know because I'm an astronaut, people think we're always talking about stars, right? Mm-hmm. But it's really about our planet. When I was up in space, I saw the Earth when it was day, and I saw the Earth when it was night. And each time, there's this thin, shimmering layer of light that is our atmosphere. It's this planet that warms us and cools us and envelops us with all we need. What we have to do is recognize that our home is on this planet. And that while we're connected to the greater universe, which I very much felt, I felt like I belong to this universe, I also belong to this planet. And we have to figure out how to share it. We have to figure out that we're Earthlings.
Well, so it sounds like the words you're not using here, but you're implying, is you want people to pay attention to climate change?
Well, I want people to pay attention to climate change, to pollution, but to war. Because here's the thing. Today, we have these incredible technologies to address so many problems. We have so much knowledge, but we don't use them, at least effectively, because I don't think that we really see ourselves as connected, that we really don't see that what I do in my country, in my backyard, has any impact on this planet. So, yes, climate change, but also a huge mound of plastic, right? The size of the state of Texas in the Indian Ocean. The fact that we have enough energy and we grow enough food to feed everyone on this planet, yet we waste it. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, whenever there's a hurricane, when there's a disaster, we really care about each other. But that caring only happens when we come face to face, that I can see someone simultaneously on this other side of the earth. And so we want to do this in a fashion where people have an opportunity to look up to the sky, something that's common to all of us. Look up and just say, what do you feel when that happens?
I think a lot of us think about astronauts like you and think that you have a different view of space because you've been there. But what I'm getting from you now is you also have a view of Earth that only a handful of people have.
No, I actually have a view of Earth that I think we all can have. And that view of Earth is what happened when I was a little kid, when I used to look up and imagine that some child on the other side of the Earth was looking at the same thing I was looking at. And I wondered what this was like. And so it felt really, really comfortable. It felt really good to me to know that we were connected that way. We're calling the app that we have that's completely free, we're calling it a Skyfy app, right? It's mm-hmm. a sky selfie. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of like our connection between the sky, you know, humanity and the universe all in one.
Okay, while we have you, and again, people can go to our website, herenow.org, and learn more about what you want them to do in terms of this app Skyfy. But I just want to ask you a couple of questions while we have you, because you were in space. You're the principal of the 100-Year Starship Project, which seeks to enable yes. interstellar human spaceflight by 2112. Do you think that we're going to need to leave the Earth in the next 100 years?
So let's... 100-year Starship is about making sure the capabilities for human interstellar flight exist within 100 years. And it's really about radical innovation, pushing our knowledge, pushing the technologies and our capabilities in terms of energy, in terms of governance, in terms of, you know, human biology and health, and using something that's really difficult like interstellar flight to do it. But here's the thing. We will not, if we don't figure out how to live on this planet, we can forget about anything else. Mm-hmm. And even if we're able to get 500 people on Mars, what 500 people are we going to send?
Right.
Right? Who gets to decide? I would rather us understand and make sure that we're keeping this planet well than counting on a plan B. Now, what's fascinating and what's incredible about space exploration is it has really changed fundamentally how we see ourselves. We know so much more about our planet through being able to look back down at our planet from satellites. We know more about the Earth because we've been able to study Venus. We've been able to study Mars and understand how planets form and what could happen to them. Yet at the same time, the balance that we have is taking that knowledge that we live on a planet, we live on our own spaceship, and the only thing that's happening is we have to figure out as a crew how to live together. That means that we don't foul our planet through pollution, but we only do that if I understand that what I do changes what happens to other people, that we understand that we have to live on this planet and our behavior makes a difference.
There are now a small number of African-American women who have gone into space, but you'll always be the first. What does that mean to you?
So it was really interesting to me because not only was I the first African-American woman, but I was the first woman of color in the entire world to go up into space. Mm-hmm. And as a little girl growing up on the south side of Chicago, there is no way that I would have imagined that by the time I got old enough to go into space that I would be the first anything, right? Because I would have thought that we would have had lots and lots of other people going up. But being that, being the first woman of color in the world to go into space, what I realized that my responsibility is including other people, both in, yes, being space explorers, whether it's being the rocket scientists, the suit technicians, you know, or being crew members, to involve them in space exploration. Yet even as important is making sure that we understand that individuals on this planet have a right to be involved with space exploration, that they understand the impact of this technology and how profound it can be to help us build a better world.
You want to go back into space again?
Well, you know what? We're in space right now.
That's true. We're all in space.
And, right? if you look at the sky tapestry, which lets you rotate this Earth, we'll see a starry background. We're in space right now. Would I love to go to Mars and set foot? Absolutely, in a heartbeat. But we're in space now, so I'll deal with that.
We're all astronauts today. Mae Jemison, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.